Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily / Weekly Podcast. And this is for week ending Friday, the 21st of August, 2020. And we'll start with the daily podcast. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. So again, this is for the daily overview. There were 543 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. That's up from 537 yesterday. The overall volume for today was 4.7 billion. That's down from 1.6 billion yesterday. The average volume was 2.7 million today, and that's down from 2.99 million yesterday. The average percentage gain loss was a positive 1.39% average today, and that's up from a minus 0.03% yesterday. Of the 543 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, there were 231 with gains, and that's up significantly from 136 yesterday, so that's a great positive sign there. There were 135 with no gains. That's down from 164 yesterday. And there are 177 with a loss. And that's down significantly from 237 yesterday. So those were good stats there. And let's continue the positive stats with the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And they were, at number one, we had Raffaella Resources Limited, ASX code RFR, and it had a percentage gain of 46.97% today. At number two, we have Podium Minerals Limited, ASX code POD. It had a percentage gain of 33.33% today. Now, there were three on equal second best performing stock today, which included Podium Minerals, but also Canada Resources Limited, ASX code CAE, and Zeus Resources Limited, ASX code ZEU. Those three stocks were all equal second at 33.33% gain today. And at number, or finishing off the top five, was FE Limited, ASX code FEL, and it had a positive gain of 31.58% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five ASX resource stocks. Some great positive gains and activity there today with those five stocks. Let's move on to the commodities. The best performing commodities for today were gold, copper, uranium, which hasn't been in the top performing commodities for quite a while, and also iron ore. So nice to see a couple in there that haven't been there for a little while. The highest traded stock is Raffaella Resources Limited, ASX code RFR, and it 7.82% of the company was traded today. As far as project locations, both that did well today was Yilgarn Craton and Kalgoorlie, both located in Western Australia. Let's look at the percentage of the staff admin versus project percentage spend for the last 12 months, and this reflects the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today. So on average, for the top 20, they're spending 59% on staff admin for the last 12 months, leaving a low 41% on projects. That has improved from yesterday. It was an average of 67% yesterday. So it's still quite high. We want to try and get that down well under 50 and around the 40% mark. So there's a lot more money being spent on projects. Let's look at the ERP statistics. There were 152 ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher today that use an ERP software solution. That's up from 144 yesterday. The average percentage gain loss is a positive gain of 0.42% today, and that's up from minus 0.43% yesterday. Volume remains slightly up at 472 million, and that's up from 447 million yesterday. Of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, three of them are using an ERP software solution. Now, usually we conclude our daily podcast with an overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, but we're going to leave that for the best performing weekly stock. So having said that, we're now going to move on to the week ending of the 21st of August 2020. There were 597 ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher that traded this week. That's up from 583 last week. Volume's been consistently close for the last 4 or 5 weeks. And for this week, the total volume was 8.15 billion, down ever so slightly from 8.26 billion last week. And the average volume for this week was 13.6 million, and that's down from 14.1 million last week. The average percentage gain-loss is a gain this week again. It's at 4.94% average gains this week for each ASX resource stock. As far as the breakdown of the 597 ASX resource stocks that traded this week, there were 280 with gains, and that's up from 224 last week. There were 70 with no gain. That's up slightly from 66 last week. And there were 245 with a loss, and that's down from 290 last week. Let's move on to the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. And they were, at number one is Mount Burgess Mining, ASX code NTB. It had a weekly percentage gain of 400%, so congrats to all holders of NTB. That's a great percentage gain to finish off for the week. At number two, we have Active X Limited, ASX code AIV, and it had a percentage gain of 81.25% this week. At number three, we have Australian Strategic Materials Limited, ASX code ASM. It had a percentage gain of 79.81% today, this week. At number four, we have S2 Resources Limited, ASX code S2R. It had a percentage gain of 73.91% this week. And rounding off the top five for this week was Podium Minerals Limited, ASX code POD. And it had a percentage gain of 72.41% this week. So some great gains there for the top five, and congrats to all shareholders of those top five ASX resource stocks. Some great gains and activity there. Let's move on to the weekly commodities performance. And the best performing commodities for this week were gold, copper, nickel and iron ore, all performing well this week. As far as the highest traded stock this week, it was Mount Burgess Mining, ASX code NTB, and it had a it traded 65.65% of the company this week. So a huge turnaround with stock on NTB. As far as project locations, the standout for this week was Yilgarn Creighton. And there's been some great percentage gains and movement, both in volume and percentage gains this week. Let's look at the percentage of staff admin spend versus project spend, and this is for the last 12 months for the best, or the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. And it's at a high 59.70%. And that's up significantly from 47.71% last week. So effectively what that means is close to 60% has been spent on staff admin over the last 12 months with the top 20 best performing stocks this week. Therefore a low close to 40, or just over 40% spent on projects over the last 12 months with the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. Let's move on to the ERP statistics. There are 154 ASX resource stocks that traded this week that use an ERP software solution. That remained the same amount as last week. The average percentage gain loss was a positive gain this week at 1.93%, and that's up significantly from minus 1.11% last week. Volume is down slightly to 2.3 billion, and that's down from 2.55 billion last week. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week, three of them are using an ERP software solution. We'll now finish off with the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for this week, which was Mount Burgess Mining, ASX code NTB. Let's start with their project. They have a project in Botswana in advanced exploration. It's predominantly focused on vanadium, zinc and lead, with also geranium as well. And let's look at their project and staff admin spend for the last 12 months. They've only spent just over $200,000 in total, $9,000 on projects and just over $190,000 on staff admin. So that equates to 95.61% of money being spent on staff admin, leaving just under 5% spent on projects over the last 12 months. Let's look at money in the bank, and this is excluding any current or up-and-coming capital raise. They have just over $20,000 in the bank. As far as their market cap, they're sitting at just under $6 million. Their total shares on offer is just under 600 million. It's at 598 plus million. As far as their share price performance this year, it started at 0.03 of a cent, and it's now finished as of close of trade today at 1 cent. So a nice over 300% gain there for holders. So congratulations there. Let's look at their top 20 shareholders, and this includes obviously the directors as well, and they own in excess of 58% of the company combined. So that's a nice healthy top 20 and loyal top 20 shareholding. So that now concludes our podcast for this week and the overview of Mount Burgess Mining. We hope you've gained some valuable insights and knowledge into the ASX resource sector and its performance for the day and this week. Thanks again for listening and enjoy your evening. Good night.